Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the last week, I have been accused of this, that, and the other thing. It just comes with the territory. We're good with that. It's promised to us. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. Matter of fact, Jesus said they hated me first. And then he tells us in turn in John 15 that this is my commandment, that you love one another. And then he says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. See, so it just all coincides with the call here, folks. But you know what's interesting is I got a shirt on right now. It says, give me liberty or give me death. He was a son of liberty. His name was Patrick Henry. There was James Otis. There was John Hancock. There was John Adams, Samuel Adams, and the list goes on. Paul Revere was one of them. And he was one of those guys that, you know, basically wanted his posterity, me and you, to understand the price paid for what it is that you have today. And he also wanted us to know that if we ever forgot that, well, he was in a circle of men that wanted us to know what would happen if we ever forgot where we came from. Well, what exactly is happening today is exactly what they meant to prevent from happening. And James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said this. He said, do not separate text from historical background. Okay, don't take this out of context, he said. If you do, he said, you'll have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Isn't that interesting? Ben Franklin even said, you know, you've been given a republic if you can keep it. But the American people today, their posterity have taken on today that there's a two-party system, and it's okay to have 101 different unconstitutional party systems in place today. And they wonder why they're losing their country. Well, let me go back to this, because, again, James Madison comes to my aid. He sent a letter to Frederick Beasley, November 20th, 1825. He said this. He said, the belief in God, all-powerful, wise, and good, is so essential to the moral order of the world and to the happiness of man that arguments which enforce it cannot be drawn from too many sources, nor adapted with too much solicitude to the different characters and capacities to be impressed with it. So, you know, when I hold to who we are, I hold to the founding documents, as many know. I just got back from Williamsburg, from Yorktown, from Jamestown. Last year, we were all up and down the East Coast. We went up to Boston there. We went to Massachusetts, went over to John Adams' home, did the Liberty Walk, ended up in Philadelphia. And it's interesting, in Philadelphia, where you go to the Liberty Bell, it has Leviticus 25:10. Inscripted right on the Liberty Bell. Isn't that interesting? And you know how bastardized and distorted our history has become? Right above the Liberty Bell there in Philadelphia, it talks about our democracy. Isn't that crazy? So it's not like they're hiding what they're doing, friends. No, they're doing it right in your faces. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. I reiterate that for the point and to the point because we hear all day long our corrupt said representatives that are up to uphold the enumerated laws found in that constitutional republic continuously talking about us in a way that is foreign to what our forefathers established. Do you understand that? It's complete. Folks, when a president talks today of corporate America, it's 99% of what he's talking about and what he's responsible for doing is completely unconstitutional. They've never been given the authority to do it, but they're doing it because their posterity, most of the American people, don't know the difference. They just think that those people in office now know better than we do. Well, I'm here to remind you that nothing could be further from the truth. And how many representatives or those that were running for office that I've had conversations with talking about our democracy and asking them simple questions that they cannot answer, and yet they're in office. And Americans are trying to figure out why is it that we're losing our freedoms because they're not working for you. That's why. They're working for special interest groups. They're working for a system of government that's foreign to the ones that our forefathers established. So, with that said, this week, I was accused, of course, by someone that wants to take shots at me, but he doesn't want to call me out on radio, 1-866-582-9933. If you call and you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. If you're insincere, you're going to get an insincere response. 1-866-582-9933. Read Jude 3 and 4 when you get a moment. And that's the kind of response you're going to get if you want to call in. But the reason I'm highlighting this is because I was accused of this week for constantly making reference to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution as one that is guilty of upholding a satanic agenda. In other words, I'm propping up the establishment that everybody's complaining about. Well, if you look at what I do, folks, nowhere in Scripture can you find that that's what God ordained through His preachers, regardless if they were apostles, prophets, teachers, and or evangelists or pastors. And I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 12:28 and Ephesians 4:11. Now, the whole purpose was that we would be ruled by God and not by man, and that's exactly what our forefathers established. I can even go over for you, if you would like, friends, to that of none other than Harry Truman. And he was the guy that said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, of course. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights that God gave us comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. This is what Harry Truman said back in the 50s. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. Of course we don't. No, that's what's at the end aim of every attack coming from the mainstream media and corrupt politicians and organizations that have been propped up by war criminals like that of George Soros. But you know what? Here's the thing. They're the hammer. The church is the anvil. The hammer needs to be replaced. The anvil's not going anywhere because the seed of the righteous is forever. Did you hear that, bad guys? The seed of the righteous is forever. If it's not going to be me, the Lord's going to raise somebody else up. And He's doing just that all across the country. Harry Truman ends with this. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Does that sound familiar? And I'm going to talk about more of this during the second hour. But I'm accused of propping up a satanic agenda. Am I offended by that? Absolutely not. That is just pure ignorance. Those that are parrying the revisionists who want you to believe otherwise as to where it is that we came from, only to blind you as to where you're going. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page. That's who we are, the fruit that we have borne to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. You will find social media platforms, morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that Rumble live feed. You can check us out at any time, replays whenever you like, so on and so forth. sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, who got saved at the end of his life. I'll tell you the story sometime. I want you to listen carefully. He's the one that's responsible for coining the phrase, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." He said it all right there. And this is exactly what's missing in society today. And what's crazy about it is we have a ratio of people that claim to be Christians in high numbers, 86%. Do you think if they really knew the Word of God and understood their mandates given unto them by the Lord through commandments that they would be in such a predicament that they are today? Absolutely not. That's why, again, I reiterate the point that foreign countries are looking to America to get back to their God. Right, that they may as well, in following America, be liberated under Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17, as they are. Okay? And this is not what at all our forefathers established as to what we're seeing here in America. I want to go back to the first segment. I'm highlighting the fact that I was accused this week, with a smile on my face, I was accused this week of propping up a satanic agenda, when in fact the Word of God just does the exact opposite, right? And I think of Ephesians 5:14, and the list goes on. We're called Ephesians 5:11 as well. We're called to reprove darkness. We're called to be Protestants. We're to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. And what you see in the American church today lacks Christianity. It lacks Christ. It lacks the Holy Ghost. They can pretend all they want, but they apparently have forgotten the third commandment, because this is what we're seeing today. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. That means you better practice what you preach, because if you don't, I'm going to bear witness that you are not mine. You're a reproach. You're reprobate silver. You've become a bunch of whores. You've become a reproach to the nations. That's where America's at today. And it's starting in the pulpits, John 10:12 in America. And it needs to be put to a stop. Because, again, John Adams, going back to our forefathers, giving you the answers, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. By the way, those that accuse, I'm here right now. My number is 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to go ahead and take a shot, please do. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continuously give you information that you need so you understand where you came from. So you can reconcile yourselves, reform yourselves under the Lord, Acts 20, verse 21, and get busy righting the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Okay? Samuel Adams, another son of liberty, said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Do you realize that all the way up until 1968 in Hollywood, California, which used to be called Hollywood Land, that land was given to churches to establish churches for free, parishes, okay? And what they did is they held their ground, and over the 19th century and the 20th century, they began to incrementally give up their authority that God has bestowed upon them. And I'm thinking of Luke 10:19 right there. So if you want to go ahead and throw that one down, please do. They began to give it up. So they're derelict of duty at the education system. And then what began, and I'm bringing to the present in Hollywood today, the churches were responsible all the way up until 1968 for vetting movies before they were released to the population. They had a standard, and it was, and I do a whole show on this as well, but it's basically predicated upon the Ten Commandments. Okay? And when the church gave that up in 1968, the world took it on, and now what we see today, instead of upholding the standard of right, they've given it over to the wrong. And literally what you see coming out of Hollywood is them teaching people how to violate or transgress God's moral law. I mean, their statement, friends, is do what thou wilt. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, and it's exactly what they're pushing through Hollywood today. Okay? And I'm telling you for that reason, that you understand as to why your culture is going the wrong direction. It's because the church in America, those that profess to be something that they are, is clearly not. Okay? And again, the Lord's not going to bear witness to the lie. I was just thinking about this. This just came to my aid even now. I was thinking about how there was another shooting most recently, and it was a 15-year-old kid. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And they just can't figure out why he walked into school and shot it up. Well, folks, that's all you have to do is turn on the television, and what they're doing through the airwaves used to be illegal all the way up until 1968. They're teaching people to kill. The Supreme Court sits there and says it's free speech when it's not. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They're teaching kids how to fornicate, sex before marriage, married couples how to commit adultery. And I can just go on this rant and off this branch of the topic for the next hour concerning what is coming out of Hollywood, what's coming to the politicians, what's coming to the churches first and foremost, because it's their responsibility. And then the American people sit back and say, what happened? Why don't you pay attention to some of the video games the kid's playing? I mean, there's some games, folks, called JFK Reloaded where you can win $10,000 if you can shoot the president's head off. There's games where you can act as if you're Dylan Klebold or Eric Harris from Columbine and go inside of your school and shoot it up. I mean, this is incredible. And then the American people have the audacity to sit back and say that we're Christians and we don't know what's going on. Well, let me tell you this, and setting the record straight, Luke 7:35 comes to my aid. Wisdom is justified by your children. What you see on the horizon right now is the responsibility of the older generation. Yes, it is. Every step of the way. Don't sit there and blame them for acting out as to what you taught them. Because that's exactly what they're doing. And I want to say this, because this is coming to me right now too, friends. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. And the Lord's bringing me right over to Leviticus 26, where he said, if you refuse to correct yourself, if you refuse to hold to my commandments and my statutes, to keep and to do them, if you refuse to keep my judgments in dealing with the wickedness in the land, this is what's coming. I'm going to break the pride of your power, and it's going to come seven times more than what you see today. Oh, it's going to get worse. And all of you bad guys, don't sit back with a smile on your face saying, Bradley's exactly right. Oh, I know I'm right. But my right came from my father, who told me this was going to happen if we didn't deal with people like you. So here's the bad news for you, bad guy. If the people in the land don't get a hold of you now, the Lord's going to get a hold of you on judgment. And life is but a vapor, and before you know it, it's all going to be over with. Then what are you going to do? I'll tell you what's going to ring in your ears, bad guys, is what Bradley Dean just told you right there. My message to you, sir, is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I don't know why I'm going here, but I'll go with this as well. People are talking about now how all the elites, they can live forever. Really? Really? This lie is directly from the pit of hell, because I guarantee you the likes of George Bush Sr., his daddy, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all the bad guys that came up to this point that are no longer here, they didn't live forever, did they? No, why? Because my father already told us that no man is able to keep his own soul alive. Don't listen to that lie for 1 minute, friends. The Queen of England, she just died, huh? And you know what all of these people have in common? They all know what it's like when the fire is salted, don't they? They all know what the Lord means now when he said the worm will never die, don't they? They all now know what it sounds like when they hear the gnashing of teeth and the screaming that's going on concerning the people that rejected God in his mercy, don't they? Yep. And so is the lot of those that continuously reject the mercy and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, period. That's where we're at, friends. That's where we're at. The bad guy's not getting one over on you. You're just giving yourselves up in submission to the bad guys, and he's going to do what he can with you while the time he's got, and then he's going to face my daddy. He's going to bow his knee to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to confess that he is Lord, regardless if he says he believes in him or not. It doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, friends? So I guess we just played a little cleanup there. So now, Americans, don't listen to these lies coming straight from the pit of hell. They want you to believe that they're a lot bigger than what they are, more powerful than what they are, and they are not. They are mere men. They are mere men. I seen somebody this morning say, it was a picture of a warrior on a horse, and it said that lesser men... you know what, I'll get over to this in just a moment. I don't want to try to jam this one through because I want to make the point. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now's your time. Be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. experience. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. As wildfires in Oregon and Washington choke much of America's Pacific Northwest with smoke, abnormal for this time of year, the university researcher says authorities need to be prepared for prolonged fire seasons becoming more commonplace amid the warming climate. Russia can access enough tankers to ship most of its oil beyond the reach of a new G7 price cap, industry players, the U.S. official said, underscoring the limits of the most ambitious plan yet to curb Moscow's wartime revenue. The world's top automakers are planning to spend nearly $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries and raw materials to support that production, according to a Reuters analysis of public data and projections released by those companies. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay, so this is what a ministry like mine does. And I was just talking to my friend Tim yesterday about all of this, the giftings here, who I am, what it is that I do. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You know, when Jesus said you didn't understand the voice of the prophetic man, I'm telling you what, Americans don't. And yet they talk about the prophets, they talk about the apostles, but they don't hear. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. They're confounded. And the reason I'm saying that, folks, is because when the word comes, just like when I was talking during the last segment, it's like when you look at the major prophets and the minor prophets, and I'm talking about the gift, I'm not claiming to be anything here, friends, but I do understand part of my gifting in part. Okay? And what's interesting is when I think about how things roll here. It's like when you look at the major prophets and the minor prophets, you see how they're writing stuff, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of something, they'll just break off, and they'll go way out in left field. But wait a second. What is he going out way out into left field for? Because those are prophetic words. They're rhema words. They're alive. Okay? People need to hear that. When I go out and I preach publicly, folks, I can preach for 5 hours. Easy. That's how much strength the Lord has given this punk. For real. And it happens all the time. I'm on a topic, and then all of a sudden we'll just go way out in left field because there's a lot of people listening to the show, and someone needed to hear that. Just like I've said before, when you go into a restaurant, not everybody's ordering the same thing. And we're talking about the bread of life here, John 6:35, and not everybody gets the same thing. But I also want to tell you, when the word comes, how it comes, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And when I was just talking about the bad guys, oh my goodness, there is a power and a presence in the room moving this boy to let them people know you are not playing games. And the only games that you're playing are the ones that you and the devil are playing. And you understand, and if you don't, I'm going to give it to you right now. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And we're talking about eternity, not temporal. We're talking about forever. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. It's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. And we're talking about eternity here. Okay? So that aside, let me go ahead and piggyback onto the last segment, what I was going to tell you right before we came up to the commercial break. This is a post by a conservative. Listen carefully. Listen to how confused, and then they wonder why they're confused. Listen to the confusion in this post. It shows a warrior on a horse, and it says, "I'm not afraid to die." Okay? This is a conservative post. And then it says, "I'm afraid to live on my knees in a world run by lesser men who control the destiny of my children." Well, let me ask you something. Why would you be on your knees? The only reason you'd be on your knees in the first place is because you don't know your history. The only reason you would be allowing other men to control the destiny of your children is because you've given your children up to the same lies that you believe in. Is that right? Okay. Well, then why don't we do it the Lord's way? So then, therefore, we're going to come out on the end, and we're not going to be confused. We're going to have a sound mind. We're going to have the mind of Christ, and that means without error. That's why we hold to the Word. I just read the book of John in 2 days. That's how hungry I am for the Word, folks. You know, again, it just that's where I'm at when I have free time. Because we all understand that the devil's playground is always played in when you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And if you're doing what you should be doing, it should be in the Word. You should be reading the book, folks, that it transforms lives. The Lord's not asking you to do the transforming. He's telling you to do the study, and He'll do the rest. And I'm thinking of 2 Timothy 2:15. I'm thinking of Titus 3:5. Okay? You do the studying, He does the rest. You keep your nose. If you're hungry and you're thirsty, He said He would fill you. He promised to do that, and He's not a man that He should lie. That's where you all need to go. So we can preserve what it is that what so many believe that we have lost. We're in a warfare in a big way. And the reason that is because now going back to topic, Samuel Adams said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. And I just gave you a little baby exposition concerning what's going on in Hollywood. The church is derelict of duty. Christians in this country are derelict of duty. They've given the reins over to the enemy. Period. You know, Aleister Crowley was a Satanist, man. And I'll tell you what, the way he died wasn't the way he wanted to die. He said right when he was dying, he said, "Something's wrong." Yeah, I want to tell you what's wrong. You've given your life over to the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's also the one that is known as the deceiver or the deluder. We should talk about the Deluder Act, as a matter of fact, that our forefathers established. But it's interesting, he said during the time that he was on the earth, you ever heard that song by Frank Sinatra? I'm sure you have in a restaurant or you're going through a store that has played music. And have you ever heard that song? Elvis Presley did the same song, "I Did It My Way." You guys all know what I'm talking about. This is another free one. I Did It My Way, right? You know what's interesting about that song? Did you know that Aleister Crowley said that that was the most satanic song ever written? Just think about that. Hey, folks, we're not created to be separated from our Creator. Don't accuse Him of what you're guilty of. He is not a father that has children and then forgets them, because that would contradict, there again comes the word conjecture, when it comes to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If you don't work, you don't eat, right? And it talks about in the book of Timothy that if you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel. Why would he be guilty of breaking his own word? He's not that. That's what man has created. And what they do is they come up with questions and they want to deconstruct God and they want to create one that looks just like them so they can satisfy themselves in their own deceived world into believing that they're going to heaven when in fact they're not, right? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and that's exactly what the Bible tells us. He also tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So, let me go back to this, so we can get away from a distorted, bastardized version of what we see today. You know, when I do speaking engagements, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just ask people, and I'll pull it up on a screen, and I'll ask people, what form of government have we been given? And, matter of fact, that was in one of the Carolinas. I did a college there, and I had 70 professors. If you haven't heard the story, it's happened more than once. Okay? 70 professors. And what happened is I asked them the question, what form of government have we been given? Every single one of those professors that are stealing away your children's money to pay them to indoctrinate them said that we were a democracy. Every single one of them. I want you to think about that. That is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. I say to those professors, those communists, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands. Or is it to the republic for which it stands? Oh, they start to laugh and they think it's a joke. And it's not a joke. Because if you don't know your foundations, can you imagine how much your entire life is scattered at every given angle or front? Whoa! I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, listen carefully, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, not two, not 15, not 18, not 1,100 different denominations, right? One nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, indivisible, that means undivided. Look at all of your state statutes. They all acknowledge the same God, with liberty to do the right thing and justice for all who do the wrong thing. In response to their ignorance, I had to come up with a pledge concerning their democracy. And you can go ahead and tell me what you think of this. So I pull up another picture with a clown holding balloons. And it says this, uneducated clown. This is what I'm talking, folks. This is called loving on people enough to tell them, well, Bradley, you're insulting them. No, they're insulting me. They're insulting us by teaching contrary to who we are. Furthermore, they're educators, and they should have taken the time to know what it is that they're teaching. But they're not doing that. I'm totally offended, and I'm going to set the offense right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. That's what they believe. And to the democracy for which it falls. That's what they believed, because that's what happens in a democracy. One nation under a dictatorship. That's what they're looking for, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. What do you think? Do you think they would take that reproof, that correction, or that instructions in righteousness? Nope, they laugh that off too. And then the next morning, the kids come in and they eat their indoctrinations, their propaganda. Did you know that Fisher Ames, along with George Washington's, are the architect of the First Amendment? Do you know that he said a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery material of its own destruction? If you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. That's what's on the horizon right now. A democracy is a volcano which conceals the firing materials of its own destruction. We're doing this to ourselves because we're uneducated. Hosea 4:6. Fisher Ames goes on, this will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Is that what you're seeing? He ends it with, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license, which the ambitious call and ignorant believe to be liberty. Like this insurrectionist that called the other day, he said he was a revolutionary. He said he was an insurrectionist. He said he wanted to come up and create his own idea of how things should be done. Yep, that is licentious. I mean, folks, a reprobate trying to create a free society is an oxymoron at every given step. I want to come right back to this because it's important that I do. James Madison said of democracy, he said, democracy is the most vile form of government. But yet all of your politicians declare and promulgate and broadcast that we're a democracy. No, listen to what our forefathers said, because what they're declaring is in stark contrast to what our forefathers established. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, 1-866-582-9933. I have you for 2 hours today, and I'm going to keep on this vein, folks, because, again, if you're just joining us, I'm responding to the fact that I was accused of establishing a satanic empire. I was accused of propping up what, I guess in so many words, this establishment, when in fact the Word of God does just the exact opposite, and so do faithful preachers. And, of course, I'm being accused of that by people that have no idea what they're talking about. They just want to continuously forecast the bad news rather than giving the good news. And keep in mind, it was Joshua and it was Caleb that wholly followed the Lord in Numbers 13 and 14. And the Lord told them to go out and get the good land. Go get the good fruit of the land and bring it back and show the children of Israel that it can be done. That's all my ministry is predicated upon. That's all I have been doing is exhibiting the Christ and yielding myself to Him. And when you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's all I can give you. Okay? I can't give you any more than that. And because of it, I get people, and by the way, I could even go off on that for a moment, but I do want to stick to the points here and get back to the points. But it's interesting. When I first got into doing high schools, the whole thing that really led me in, that means to be driven, by the way, Romans 8:14. When I was led into doing high school assemblies, that was April 20th, 1999, is after Columbine, when I started noticing all of the parents throwing their kids back into schools and then running from the schools. And I thought, well, for sure, once I get into this, the church is going to be right there along with me. No, they were the ones that opposed me. Just like they opposed Joshua and Caleb. And now I want you to catch this, because the Bible says when they brought the good fruit back, they picked up stones and they wanted to stone them to death. See, folks, most people don't want to be a part of the process. They want to deceive themselves into believing something that they are, when in fact they are truly not. And that's why they hate guys like me, is because we are fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. And they don't like the fact that you call them out for who they really are. But again, most people don't want to be a part of the process. They want to be a part of the outcome. They want the fruit, just like Eleazar are in the book of Samuel. Remember when it was time to go to war with the Philistines? Remember the children of Israel all turned and ran, but there was the one Eleazar that picked up his sword and went after him? And remember, the only time that they came back is after Eleazar won the day and he had spoil. What did the children of Israel do? They came back and they began to divide the spoils amongst themselves. But I want to set something clear here. Again, most people don't want to be a part of the process. They miss out on spiritual life. Oh, my goodness. When Jesus said, I've given you life more abundantly, that's exactly what he's talking about. Oh, my goodness. Most people don't want to be a part of that process. They want to be a part of the outcome. They want the fruit, but they don't want the fight. They want the crown, but they don't want the cross. But the process is where you figure out who's worth being a part of the outcome, and that's where we leave it up to the Lord, because at the end of the day, he will. Okay? I got about 7 minutes left in this segment. I bet you for another hour. But I want to cover this. James Madison said of a democracy, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence, which you're seeing today, and contention, which you're seeing today, have ever been found incompatible with the personal security of personal rights of property. Hello? Personal rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have in their violent deaths. We are not a democracy. I remember when everybody was fawning over Donald Trump and he was talking about our purified democracy. Nope, nope. And then I start listening. And folks, I can listen. I can dissect literally, just for the little that I know of the U.S. Constitution, I can dissect the illegalities from that which is constitutional and that which is not, by listening to the news on a daily basis. They project numbers of how many people are back to work. Since when did that become government's purpose? It doesn't. They talk about gas prices and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, well, when did that become your purpose? There's only three purposes of government. That's to restrain men from sin, not to advocate for it, to maintain order, not to create disorder, and to justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, Deuteronomy 25. Not to do the opposite in justifying the wicked and condemning the wicked or the righteous. Read Proverbs 17:15. That is an abomination to the Lord, and there is quick retribution when you see that across the land to those that are responsible for turning that. It really, what they're doing, folks, is all politics aimed at the church and in self-destruction. They do. They do. Just for the record. George Whitefield said that. Okay, so let's go over to John Adams, the second president. He said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Well, why are people saying that word democracy today? Because they have been desensitized and dumbed down. They care more about their football stars, their baseball stars, their favorite boxers, their favorite UFC fighters, what they have to say. I mean, folks, does anybody really care about what's going on in Hollywood? Do we really care what Britney Spears thinks about this, that, or the other thing? Or Tom Hanks? I don't care about a thing they have to say. But isn't it interesting how they keep trying to jam the message? They keep trying to force it in front of our face to ignore the Word of God and what it is that we're called and mandated to do concerning the gospel. Isn't that crazy? So what's the difference between democracy and republic? What the people want is democracy. If we were a constitutional republic, which we are, and the American people knew it, all of these groups like the LGBT, which is illegal in the United States of America, the whole gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, it's a felony in every state of our union. Abortion would have been stopped. The Supreme Court attacking the church would have been stopped. I mean, folks, if you get back to the plain understanding and readings of the founding documents, 99% of what you see through bureaucracies that have been created are countering who you really are. They're countering who you really are. As a republic, we are we're based on a republic, and we are predicated upon common law, which is God's moral law. Thomas Jefferson said a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Right? Where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the 49. And I want to read this, and I want you to listen carefully. The Constitution of the United States declares in Article 4, Section 4, making reference to that continuously, but now reading it out. It says, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this Union a republican form of government." And listen to this. "And shall protect each of them against invasion." Isn't that interesting how many people are praising Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott for importing illegals and dispersing them throughout the United States of America today? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Why would conservatives support him? He's doing the same thing. He's actually enforcing it and seeing through what Biden's calling for. And they can't make the distinction. On application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Okay? So there comes in restraining men from sin. And that's exactly what John Adams said. And then we talk about the division of the two parties. I want to give you this really quick. John Adams said this. I do a whole show on this. Remember when I continuously reiterate the point of what Jesus said in Mark 3:25 about how a house divided against itself will not stand. Well, listen to what John Adams said concerning a two-party system. Over 200 years ago, he said this. He said, "There is nothing I dread so much as the division of the republic into two great parties." Isn't that what's happening? Yep. "Each arranged under its leader," that's right, "and convening measures in opposition to each other." Is that what's happening? Pro wrestling at its very worst. This is what John Adams said. He said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." It's the greatest evil under the Constitution. But this is what you have allowed government to do. And it started in the church, yes. Judgment begins in the house of God, and that's exactly what you're seeing across the boards. Government is doing what the church has failed to do in upholding the standard. I want to say this too really quick in ending the first hour here. Isn't it interesting how people sit there and they try to justify their imperfections, yet the Bible says, "Be thou perfect and walk before me"? Oh, perfection throughout the Word of God is continuous. Isn't it interesting how they have made sin in their excuses the Savior rather than Jesus Christ, who never sinned a day in His life? Their standard, John 8:46. Isn't it interesting how the Bible says those that are in Christ cannot sin, 1 John 3:9? Oh, Bradley, are you saying that you never sinned? I'm not saying that neither here nor there, but I am telling you that I'm not the standard. And this is my point. Jesus is the standard. He's the one that we're to emulate, Hebrews 13:7. He's the one that we're to follow, John 14:6, that we might know the truth, John 8:32, that we might be free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, hour two on the other side. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.